We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same.
Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.
Random thought. Mm-hmm. Women are never satisfied.
I mean, sounds right.
Yeah, that's it. There's no big thought behind this. It's just that, and I'll tell you why in a few. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Random Thoughts, episode 32. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Should I probably start this and say, hey, baby, I'm not talking about you. Okay, cool. There we go. Now that we got that out the way, because we know she... I don't need all of a sudden you see the light go flying, computer flipped upside down because she coming with a karate kick. What did I do? Yeah. What you mean?
Yeah.
It's not you.
It's everybody but you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm talking about, okay, we'll get to that in a little bit. Yeah. But first, you know, the thing that has been really getting everybody riled up was this Kevin Hart roast. And I know you were excited about this. You were waiting for this. You're like, oh yeah, the roast comes out tomorrow. I can't wait. And I'm like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
Was it what you expected?
For the most part, yes. I mean, majority of those roasts, I remember watching the Comedy Central roast and even the roast before that. But those roasts, I expect there to be some raunchy, inappropriate humor. There's some good digs. I think about the Tom Brady roast. That was hilarious. And I figure with Kevin Hart, this is going to be pretty good. And there were some good laughs out of it.
There were also, there's a lot of, there's a lot of backlash, and especially of the white comedian and the joke he made.
Tony Radcliffe.
Yes, him. Whatever his name is. What's his name again?
Tony Radcliffe. From yeah. Kill Tony.
What is his name again? No, I'm kidding.
He's a big deal. You can say all you want. He's a big deal.
I'm not saying he's not. He's not my cup of tea. And that's fine. But the joke that was made that a lot of people have been really up in arms about is the one where he talked about George Floyd looking up and can't breathe. And it's a lot of people call it tasteless. You, on the other hand, have a completely different take on this, though.
These roasts, I mean, you hear stuff all the time. And I've heard a lot of things on these roasts. And I think with this one and the outrage that's out there, it'd be one thing if that was the only bad thing that was said. And I think Chris Rock said it well about selective outrage. We're upset about this with the George Floyd joke, but there was a Charlie Coke joke that don't see all the people upset online.
Oh no, don't get it twisted. There are some people that are upset.
I've not seen people that look like me upset over the Charlie Kirk joke. There was some really hard jokes said to Cheryl Underwood, right? Repeatedly the same joke about her husband committing suicide. Mm-hmm. So many people hit that. Mm-hmm. I think no matter what you do, you're going to have people who aren't going to like it. I think you got to, you know, if we're going to have freedom of speech, you can say whatever you want. Freedom of speech isn't, you can say whatever you want as long as it doesn't hurt my feelings. You don't like it, you don't like it. You don't like that comedian, don't follow him. Don't listen to him anymore. Don't support anything that they do. That's the way you handle that. But all this outrage and everybody, you know, I just don't really agree with it. I get how people can feel about it, but
here's where you lose me in that argument, right? And it's very early on, actually. I mean, you're like, well, what about the other jokes? And I'm like, oh, what about the Charlie Kirk jokes? I'm like, there's outrage on that. Just like here's the thing. when people had something to say about Charlie Kirk, there were a section of America that was upset about those Charlie Kirk comments after his untimely passing, right? And the same thing that was being said on that side is like, hey, well, y'all ain't say nothing. All these people mad here didn't say anything when the leader of the movement was, thank God so-and-so is dead. You know, so in this sense, so to you to go, well, this, it sounds to me, you're sounding very MAGA in that moment of, well, why are you mad at this, but you're not mad at this?
Let's not put me in that group, please. let's not ever do that.
I didn't say you were in that group. I said you're sounding very dead.
The same people who are up in arms about the people cracking jokes about Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
The same people who are up in arms about Drewski doing the skit that's about a conservative woman, not so much someone in particular, but we know who it was about. You can be upset all you want. It doesn't change anything. It already went out.
Right.
It's aired. It's done. Right. Similar to the Netflix deal. It's out.
Okay.
Netflix is not going to pull it down, take that joke out because people are upset. So it's pointless. In the words of Sidney Poitier in Piece of the Action, it's like masturbation. It feels good, but it doesn't produce life. You can make all this noise all you want. Doesn't change anything. It's okay.
So are you then saying, no matter what upsets you, don't say anything? Because you are not the person who, if something doesn't sit right with you, you don't tell the person that it does, who did whatever it is. You still do. Yeah. So why is it wrong for people to be upset?
I didn't say it was wrong. You didn't hear me say the words. It's wrong for you to be upset. I didn't say.
Are we going semantics? Go ahead. Continue.
No, we're not going semantics. I didn't say it's wrong. You be upset. And it's your right to be upset. And then don't support that person. Don't support that comedian. Stop supporting Kevin Hart because he knew the joke was coming and he allowed it. So be mad at everybody involved, but stop supporting him. Get rid of your Netflix account. If you're that pissed, go ahead and delete your Netflix account.
Right.
And stop giving them money. But just going on social media and just throwing out bullshit into the ether doesn't do anything.
If, again, to your point of freedom of speech, it is their right to be able to do that. Why? Yeah. Why are you? No, but that's my point. Then why are you raining on their raining parade?
It's in race. It's not going to do anything. If you want to be upset, be upset. But it's not doing anything. I don't get all the social media outrage around it. I'm not saying to go to the streets and tear stuff up over this. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying it's not going to do anything. But if you want to be upset, be upset. But there's no roast that's going to happen that people are not going to get offended by something. Every roast that happens, people get upset and they go out to the internet and they post all that stuff. Doesn't change it.
Whether it changes or not, they have the right to that. And it's the thing I don't like is when we go, oh, well, why are you mad at this but not mad at this joke? Why are you mad at this joke and not mad at this joke? It's the reason I don't like that is because it's the same argument people used a long time ago about, well, this person's wrong. Yeah, but what about all these other people that were wrong?
Yeah.
No. We're talking about this right now. And right. And that's the thing. And if this is what somebody's upset about, then you let them be upset about it. And the fact is, it's like it can't just be, well, yeah, it's not going to change anything. So whatever. Mm-hmm. Just yap and go on. That's literally going back to the same, oh, y'all can talk all you want. You still ain't going to be able to vote. It's going down those same lines.
Okay. So let me ask you this, sir.
Okay.
When you were a radio personality, you would have people that were upset about things that you said on air, and they would call and leave messages and be pissed about it.
Yeah.
And I made
promos out of them. Yeah.
I'm sorry. So you made promos of them being upset because it was funny.
Yeah,
because you didn't care.
Just because
you didn't care.
I didn't.
You didn't give a shit, right? You didn't give a shit. So similar, if you're a comedian, if you're Tony Ratcliffe, you make these comments, let people say whatever. Who cares? He's still going to move on and make his money. But you're suggesting
him. You're saying
so you took the people who were upset about what you said on air, and instead of going, you know what? They have a right to be upset.
And no, they do.
The First Amendment. And said you took it, made a promo out of it to make fun of them on your radio program. But then when I say, It doesn't mean anything.
This is where I like how you try to change the narrative. It wasn't to make fun of them. And that's the thing that you don't even realize, right? Because it wasn't to make fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
I made me the butt of the joke. And they have nowhere else to go. All right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it wasn't, oh, well, oh, well, you say this and I'm going to make you look bad. I didn't make them look bad. I never revealed who they were. The difference is, and you can try that smug look as you want. You're not Tony.
No, I'm not.
So, and that's my point. But you are here like, oh, well, why y'all upset? To me,
I'm just saying it's not going to do anything. Be upset if you want. I'm not saying you should be upset. But all I'm talking about is the going to social media and blah, doesn't do anything. That's fine.
It does.
A lot of noise that's happening, but it's not.
They make them feel better.
They're great.
Just because it doesn't like do anything for you.
Like masturbation feels good, doesn't produce life. That's great. Go ahead and do that. go ahead and rub one out on social media and this bullshit. If that makes you feel calm and have a release, do that.
Yeah, see, this is that. This is your selective snobby.
That's my selective outrage.
That's your selective snobness, because it's very much like you to be that way in the sense like, well, it's not going to do anything. Oh, but they have the right to. Oh, but then, you know, it's
the right to. You can't do anything.
Yeah, but why shit on their parade? If that's what they want to do, let them do it. It's fine.
I'm consistent. When I call out things, I feel like it's not going to do anything. I'm consistent about it. Right? Remember the women's march with the pussy hats? I was like, it's not going to do anything. And here we are. Back to where we were when they did the march.
I'm going to leave you out here on this plank by yourself and let you just dive into that shark pit. That shark infested water. I'm going to let you go do that on your own. And remember, he's at Just Terrell. Or you can leave it below. Either way. Look, appreciate you for hanging out with us, man. Whether you're watching now as part of the regulars, because you get to see it first, or you're watching like later as one of the randoms, we appreciate you hanging out with us and spending your time with us. Do us a favor, though, please. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Hold. If you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Look at the screen. There's a QR code for you to scan. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time. With Terrell.
And right. For those of you who have been asking about it, the merch store is open, so I did get a request for some other colors as well, so we're working on those, so there's that as well. But hey, go check out the merch store. The QR code is right over Terrell's left shoulder, and there you can drop a poop emoji on top of him after you screenshot that that QR code.
Well, I gotta get poop emojis.
I'm just saying, that was you had a couple shit takes. I'm just saying. To all of our podcast fam, listen on your favorite app. Thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And look, if you've made it this far and you haven't, you know, thrown your phone across the room, kicked your TV or something because of what Terrell said, do us a favor and leave the word no. Below, okay, yeah. In the comment section, go ahead, leave the word no. like you're so surprised.
In the way Yanni would put it, for those of y'all that I might have upset with what I just said, you have every right to be upset, and you have every right to express that in the way that you feel you should express that. So, do what you got.
Trying to make a comeback. Here we go.
No, I'm not making a comeback. I'm just gonna go to your
pandering, pandering to the mess.
That's what I said. You have a right to be upset. You can be upset. It's not going to do anything. But go ahead and be
such an ass. Jeez. You know, when I say women are never satisfied, right? I guess we're just pissing everybody off today. It's not talking about all women. But apparently there's a growing number of women online saying that men today give up too easy after hearing no once. Now, like my cousin once said, no, it's a very small word, but those two letters do hurt. At the same time, the question becomes, when you hear no, and we were taught this, no means what?
No.
Exactly. It's easy. Right. So what is this that I'm seeing pop up online? And is this just rage bait to get people talking, or is this actually happening out here?
You know, it could be a little bit of both, right? I think it's really odd because I think women say they want to be pursued, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think a guy asking you out, that's him pursuing. But persistence only works if you're attracted to the guy.
Yeah.
And you're trying to play coy or trying to play hard to get.
Thin line between persistence and pestering.
You let Ugly Larry keep trying to, hey, mama, come on. What are you doing Friday night? What are you doing Saturday night? What about Sunday brunch? What about Sunday night after Bible study? Like, if someone's hounding you over and over to go out, you're not attracted to that man, then it's creepy. But we were told no means no.
Right.
And so now that if I ask you out and you're like, no, thank you. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Take care. And I walk away. Don't be upset and say, hey, why didn't you try harder? No, because that's creepy.
Okay. So what is there a balance in there at some point? I'm out of this dating game. So I mean, I don't have to worry about this part of it. Well, yes.
There's no balance because unless I know what your level of physical attraction is to me, I have no idea. And so if I just go in blind, I'm going to shoot my shot and you say no, okay, I'm going to take it as you're not interested and I'm out. But if everyone tells me, hey, Terrell, so-and-so thinks you're fine as hell, she's going to want to holler at you for whatever. And then I'm like, hey, what are you doing fighting? I don't know. I'm like, yeah, everyone's telling me you're interested. Maybe I might try again. But for the most part, no, there's not a good balance. It's just if you're interested in the guy or you want to give a guy a shot, say yes.
Is there a difference between the I don't know or and a direct no? What I'm doing is whatever is not with you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. It's not with you. Is there a big difference between no and, well, you know, let me see. Have your people call my people. Is there a big difference? Or is this any rejection, a guy's just taking this as no? Because, ladies, is that what the issue is that we're seeing here? Yeah. That any hint of rejection is taken as a hard no, and therefore anything that's not an automatic yes, is that taken as a hard no, and men are no longer pursuing? Because you know when a woman is trying to be coy sometimes, right?
Rarely. yeah, rarely. But I still think that no means no. Whether they say no, stop. Or no, you heard no.
No, that okay. Means you the stop. Word no is no.
Doesn't matter the tone.
Right.
No. 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 Should we be doing this? Like, no. Just no is no. If she says no, stop. If you ask her out, she says, I don't think so. Okay. And just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So why try to talk her into it?
So no, and I don't think so are the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what I was trying to get to, right? Is it just the word no? Because to your point, no matter what the tone is, no means no, right?
Yeah.
But does the I don't think so? And to your point, you can take the I don't think so and go, well, that's a negative response, so I need to just walk away completely, right? Because the question stands out there, how many no's should someone get before walking away? You're saying one, and it doesn't even have to be the two letters. It could be the four words. I don't think so.
Yeah,
maybe.
I don't think so. Yeah. No, F no. I'm not interested. I'll pass.
Try just, that away.
I'm just doing me right now. I really don't want to pursue anything. No, I'm only in town for the weekend. No. All those things are no's.
Okay.
A different form of the word no.
So then, is persistence, the question I'm seeing out here is persistence romantic or is it outdated? Or is it just a third one, which I didn't see out there, but I got to ask, is it just misread or misinterpreted?
When I was a kid, I grew up on Looney Tunes cartoons, Looney Tunes cartoons, and Pepe Le Pew was persistent. But as a kid, I thought that. Yeah, he was persistent as a kid. As an adult, I'm like, that's more of an SA, Law & Order SVU type deal.
Right.
That this guy's doing. And it's creepy. And I think if someone says no, you say no. Now, the problem is the Pepe Le Pew cartoons, what happened every time at the end? They would eventually give in.
Right.
And that creates a bad mindset for dudes. Guys, if they say no, or they use any negative, no, don't, not, won't, leave him alone.
You, you know, when you say that, right? And I remember Dave Chappelle kind of brought it up, like, huh? But if you go back and really look at the things that we grew up on, mm-hmm. Revenge of the Nerds, the movies from back then, they really, that was a terrifying time.
The 80s was crazy.
Yeah, because it was persistence until she surrenders.
Yeah.
Which, when you look back at it, you're like, no.
Yeah.
That was, just listening to you talk about Pepe Le Pew and that, and then of course the Dave Chappelle thing comes to mind, but I started thinking, all these movies that we saw coming up, all these things that were shown to us and fed into our minds as we were coming up. It's a wonder anybody came out of that era understanding no means no.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Revenge of the Nerds, Porky's.
Yeah.
All of those.
All of that.
But I think it could be outdated that a guy being that persistent might seem attractive. Mm. But I feel like it's a slippery slope. Because I think in today's day and age, you might have a small percentage of guys that have good intention that are persistent, but they're still respectful.
Right.
But then you got to have that other group that's going to mess it up for them. And so that's why I just tell men, if they say no, leave them alone.
Okay. One thing that hasn't changed over time is that women love the bad boys, especially at a certain time period in their life. Some still do in their big age. But are women then accidentally rewarding that toxic persistence and toxic behavior while still criticizing the respectful men? Because, hey, I don't think we're ready for this. Maybe we should wait. That didn't work out for somebody we knew before.
I wonder who that was. I can't think of it. I don't know. I think that... So I hate you. I hate you. You know what?
A 10,000 subscribers will tell that story.
Why is this coming out right now?
I don't know. I've been waiting to use that one for a long time.
Back to your point. I think that are there some people out there that like more conflict, a little craziness, a little all those extra things in a relationship? That way, just the good, nice guy is not going to work out because they like that spiciness or bad boy, did you call it? Sure. Yeah. That's going to be on them. You get what you get if you keep doing that and you're in your 40s and still going after that type of person. Well, you know, I'm sorry. You get what you get. But I think my message is more for the fellas. I can't control what guys do either. But, you know, women are going to make their choices, do whatever they want. But I think for guys, if you ask somebody out and she says, no, I see nothing wrong with saying, okay, well, great. Hey, thanks. Well, nice to meet you. And walk away.
No means no. Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, I saw this pop up and I was a little confused. And maybe you could help me. You've worked in fast food. You constantly say, I don't know because I've never worked in the food industry. I did. I had a bar. But
it's exactly how I say it, too.
Exactly how you say it.
Sounded exactly like me.
How did you, as a manager, handle a situation, or how would you a situation like this?
Why? No, that's not the story.
Why? I'm confused. Why?
You don't, there's nothing to be confused about. It's plain, simple English. Untuck your shirt and cover your stomach.
I told you that the shirt was too big.
It doesn't
matter. I saw I needed XXS.
And that still doesn't matter. That's not warrant you to come out half dressed. You have to dress accordingly to what the standard is of Whataburger.
How is my stomach harming anybody? How is my stomach harming anybody?
It's harming the business. You cannot come out loud. That's not standard. We're not going to stand here and talk about this for 20 minutes. You're not standardly dressed. You can either dress properly at home if you like, or you can tuck the shirt and get to work here at Whataburger.
No, she better.
Woman has, employee has her shirt tied up, exposing her midriff. Manager says, hey.
And her underwear, because you saw the pink.
Oh, you did? I wasn't looking that closely.
Not the color pink, the wording pink.
Oh.
That's not around the pants. That's around probably the underwear that she's wearing.
Mm.
That's above the pants. That's showing too.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm assuming there is, and looking up the dress code, I see there is a strict professional uniform policy. Includes company-provided shirt, hat, name tag, paired with employee purchase black pants and slacks, a black belt, slip-resistant black shoes. And it does say shirts must be tucked in and clothing must be neat and clean.
Yeah.
So the manager is not wrong. And I know when you first see this, you're thinking, they filmed it, it's got to be staged. But have you ever had to deal with something like this? And how do you? And how realistic is this kind of scenario?
Well, when I was a manager, this was in the 90s, mid-90s, it wasn't an issue. Like, here's the uniform. And sometimes, I was a manager at Sonic, and so you'd have these kids, they're 16, and they're a size super small. They just grow, so the polos I have, they're big. Okay, tuck that bad boy in. You'll be fine. Tuck it in, you'll be all right. So it is what it is. When you work in the service industry, I would just say entry-level job, right? They might have a uniform requirement, and you got to abide by it. You can't all of a sudden go in there and say, well, help me understand why my stomach's not bothering anybody. It's not the point. If we let you do it, then we got to let everybody have some type of modification to the uniform. And the next thing you know, you're looking like a McDonald's on the east side. It's not good.
What's McDonald's catching straight?
Just saying. I mean, Whataburgers, late night Whataburgers, roof. But I'm just saying that you got to have certain standards. You can't let some people put their hat to the side. Mm-hmm. Some people have their name tag on the hat. Mm-hmm. Some people have a shirt. You got to have some uniformity. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for it. Makes sense. But that employee is wrong. And I think if you don't like it, quit.
Yeah, well, that's
go to Hooters.
That's been your theme all day. It's not going to do anything.
You like it? Yeah. It's not going to do anything. You can quit. I like how old the manager is like, you can either tuck it in and come to work at Whataburger, or you might want to go home. But go home. Don't be standing there upset at the business.
Yeah.
You knew that.
So here's the only pushback I have on you. This is, I agree with you. And it's, there are rules and standards to every job, every business, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where you work. There are rules and standards for it.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the strip club, there are rules and standards to what you do, or so I've heard. Now,
right.
The only problem I have with what you said is because you said entry-level position.
Yeah.
Or if you're making a certain amount, it's not just the entry level position, because even as you go further up, are you saying the more you move up the ladder, the less the rules apply to you? Because that's kind of what you were hinting at.
No, I'm saying the more you move up the ladder, the rules change. For example, this young lady at Whataburger working drive through whatever, she needs to tuck her shirt in and wear the uniform. Now, if she gets promoted to marketing at the corporate office at Whataburger, will she have to wear a polo and tuck it in? No, she won't. If she decides to become a software engineer or software developer for Whataburger in San Antonio, she can have all the piercings she wants and not wear anything and work from home. Yes, as you love, it changes. But while you're in the restaurant, customer facing, you have to look a certain way. But yes, it does change as you move up into the organization. Right? The way you dress as a radio personality, is that the same way you dress now? Yeah, probably is.
Basically, you're here, follow the rules, plain and simple.
Yeah, you work at a fast food place. That's what I don't get. It's like, why I get the job? They tell you, here's a uniform. Okay. She just didn't walk in that day and get the uniform and decide not to tuck the shirt. She knew.
Yeah.
What she had and chose to do it differently.
And kudos on the manager. Like, look, hey, this is what it is. And you have a choice. Take it or leave it. I like to tell my team all the time, you got a choice. Here are the rules. You got a choice. You do it or you don't. What happens after that is up to you. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. You know, as always, do us a favor. Before you roll out of here, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Jones.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us any random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah, two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the will to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the convo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.